She dished him up some nasty imitation Wang Bao Chow. He ate in silence. I slipped through the ragged blankets into One Eye's den. It stank in there. I don't know who he thought he was fooling. There was no mistaking the smell of the mash. The results would taste as bad as that mess smelled. He put in anything he thought would ferment. Smoke lay sprawled in a cot. One Eye had gotten Loftus and his brothers to make it. The comatose wizard had the best bed in the province. I settled into the chair beside it, wondering if it would be possible to manage without him entirely. I would experiment later, I decided. At the moment, reliability was important. I had to get him out of that hole, though, as soon as I could sneak him over to Croker's, who would shit a brick. I went after Sleepy first. I found him still waiting at Bondo Trong's city place. I followed Trong into the swamp. The old man appeared troubled. I couldn't tell why. In present time, he was still far from the temple where Sara was getting bigger by the minute. It was scarcely a week since I'd seen her, yet she seemed to have swollen dramatically. I recalled the jokes the grown-ups had cracked about pregnant women when I was a kid. They didn't seem that funny now. I wanted to be there, even though I knew my presence would be valueless. Babies get born every day, with no help from their fathers, and everywhere I've ever been, no help wanted. At birthing time, women stood united and wanted no men around. Once again I found a time when Sara would be alone, then tried to materialize in front of her. My luck held. It was bad again. I managed only to frighten her thoroughly. "You'll know soon," I tried to say, but managed only to scare the swallows in the thatch overhead. I could be patient. This game was all in my hands now. Uncle Doge and Mother Goda didn't have a clue that I knew. I went to check up on the Radhi Shadra. At a glance, I had to say she regretted sending Cordy Mather off to check up on us bad boys. She was a cranky old witch without her play toy. People noticed, too. Not a good thing, with priests always looking for an angle. More work for me, keeping an eye on them. Have to talk it over with Croker, see if he wanted to make a project of it. I saw nothing else of interest in Taglios. The victory at Chirandaprash was general knowledge now. People of all castes and religions, rich and poor, supporters of the Black Company or its enemies, apparently took it for granted that Overlook would come next, easily. I found no fear of the Shadow Master anywhere I looked. Looked like Taglios was headed for peacetime and its good old backstabbing ways, perhaps prematurely. I moved back south, tracing Cordy Mather. Mather must have been disgruntled. He hadn't taken his assignment to heart. He and his companions had not yet reached Chirandaprash. I didn't take time to explore, but they seemed to be waiting for good weather, and nobody was any more eager than Mather to get to the fighting. They thought the war was won, too. Why go over there, where people were still killing each other? A guy could get hurt. Not to mention the cold, the primitive living conditions, the lack of entertainment and gourmet cuisine. I came back over to the cold and bloody side of the Dandaprash, zoomed around looking for signs of Mogaba, Goblin, the Forvalaka, Soulcatcher. Smoke couldn't or wouldn't find any of them, though Catcher's general location could be determined by the density of crows.